Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 54. It is Thursday, September 1st. So happy it's September. Love September. The first thing I wanted to tell you is that I am downloading some of the very early Off-Kilter Quilt episodes. What happened is last spring, at some point, I ran out of Podbean space, so I archived the early episodes, not knowing that once archived, they would no longer be available on iTunes. Sometime in late spring or early summer, I actually upgraded my Podbean account, and now I have the space, and so I'm uploading these episodes. What's weird is they're not just returning to their former spot. They're uploading as new episodes. So when you go, if you're a subscriber and you go refresh your iTunes podcast, you're going to get early Frances. And obviously, if you've heard enough of me, go ahead and delete. Got a comment, I think, from Dorothy saying she accidentally listened to the first episode and enjoyed it. I actually listened to it today. I haven't listened to it in a long time. And, you know, it's perfectly fine. So it was fun to hear what I was talking about a year and a half ago. So that's one thing I wanted to tell you. I also want to tell you, I'm enjoying all the comments and emails I'm getting. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. I will have a new picture of Stormy Weather up with this episode, just showing you the larger view. I'm not quite done with the quilt top. I will be soon, but this picture will give you a sense of how the quilt's going to look when it comes all together. Thank you for your very kind comments on last week's pictures of the Stormy Weather blocks. If you wish to comment, by the way, I've got two sites. One is the Podbean site. That's http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com. And the other is my WordPress site, and that's where the pictures are. And that's theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Feel free to leave a comment. I love hearing from you. Or shoot me an email, and it'll take me a while to email back sometimes, but I will get back to you. That's F as in Frances Dowell at mindspring.com. Again, thank you for your comments, and thanks for all your well wishes during our recent hurricane, which did not hit here hard at all. We got some heavy rain, some winds, not even particularly heavy winds. It actually was a nice day, except of course you kind of had to worry, was the power going out, and you had to worry about the folks out on the Outer Banks and in the eastern part of the state. And then there were some deaths, I'm sad to say, and a lot of damage. So although we had a nice day of it, a lot of people did not. I want to say a quick thanks to everyone who commented. Thank you to Dorothy, Jane, and Claudia. Thanks to Sally and Sandy, Vanya, and to Amy and Noni. Thanks to Tanisha. Well, Tanisha, that might have been on the last one. Well, thanks again to Tanisha. Thank you, Tanisha, just for being you. That's all we need to thank you for. As you know, Tanisha is Crafty Garden Mom, and she's quite fabulous. I also want to say thanks to Daisy, who has a podcast, a new quilting podcast. Daisy, I haven't listened yet, but I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to Amanda and Barb. Thanks to Sharon and Kim, Jody B, Kristen, Quilter Caroline, Kelly the Fifth, Noni, and AJ. And I think that that's it for this week. Have I missed anyone? Oh, Gretchen. Thanks, Gretchen and Shelley. Oh, Kristen and Jen. I hope I got everyone. And I got some emails, and I don't have them in front of me, but I got the most wonderful email from Janet. So thank you. And Janet, I'm going to write you back. Just give me a chance here. Okay, I think that's all I have to say right now. I want to get on with the podcast. Do stop by the site, the Off-Kilter Quilt WordPress or the Podbean site. Leave me a comment. I hope you're doing fine. On with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Tuesday, August 30th, day before my mom's birthday. It's around lunchtime. I just finished lunch. I spent the morning writing. I've been very good about writing. And now is my lunch break. And after the break, I will go back to writing for about another hour. So that's 4 hours of writing, which is about what I can do in a day before I get a little nutso. I'm sitting at my dining room table, which is really my quilting / sewing table, since we don't dine in here except at Christmas. And I'm looking at big chunks of Stormy Weather, about half of the quilt. is in front of me. The blocks came together so quickly. I think when I posted this on Friday, I had finished 3 blocks. By Friday night, I had finished about 10 blocks. And then Saturday, I finished the rest. Sunday was very busy, and I didn't get any quilting done whatsoever. That was kind of sad. And last night, I started chunking the blocks together. I love chunking. Chunking is fun. So this is coming together quite well. I need to get the backing fabric. Will wants some Carolina fabric, and I believe I'm going to get it at Joann's. You know, how do you feel about Joann's? I think there are people who are very much no, never buy fabric at Joann's for anything that you want to last. And I am like that a lot of the times. I spend a lot of money at Thimble Pleasures, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling very flush right now. So I also don't, you know, I don't want to say that it makes me a fabric snob not to buy fabric at Joann's. And I understand. And of course, in their environmental concerns, but can I tell you something? Right now, I'm taking a break from the environment. I've spent much of the last year really concerned, trying to do things, rethinking how we live, getting ideas from Anne over at Green Stitch, who I'm still listening to. I haven't taken a break from Anne. But I just feel like I need, for my own personal sanity, to kind of just chill out for maybe a month. And still do the things we do, still recycling, still use the canvas totes at the Harris Teeter and the Target, when I remember to carry them into Target. Still try to do what I can, but sometimes it's like everything you have to think about. Where's this food come from? Is it local? If it's local, does that actually make it better than food that's been shipped? Because there is an economy of scale, so one peach trucked in locally is actually not really environmentally better than, say, a peach that has come en masse from Florida, although it probably tastes a lot better. There's meat. I eat meat. I eat red meat. And then sometimes I feel extreme meat guilt, because what a lot of people will tell you is that red meat in particular is not good for the environment. The way, you know, the cows are all out there emitting carbon dioxide, monoxide, whatever the bad carbon is. There's some good carbon, there's some bad. Emitting bad carbon and eating grain instead of grass, I'm just like, man, you know, oh, and there's fish. What kind of fish should I buy? And I have a card in my purse telling me what fish to do. Fish is actually easy, because you know what I do? I go to Whole Foods and they sell catfish from North Carolina. So I feel pretty good about that, and I really like catfish. Sometimes you just got to take a break. Sometimes you just got to take a break and settle and refuel. Is that okay, Anne? Do you think it's okay to take a break every once in a while? Not just say, no, I'm not going to think about this at all, but sometimes I'm going to eat a hamburger. I'm trying, you know? Anyway, so Joann's, it's like the fact it's not organic cotton. Do I need to start buying organic cotton? Can I even think about buying organic cotton? My mind is not there yet. My mind is not with organic cotton yet, and I know it's better. I know. I don't even know why it's better. I assume just in general I have a knee-jerk reaction that all things organic are better. Yeah, anyway, so Joann's. So I'm sure there are environmental issues to consider about buying fabrics at Joann, but right now I'm just too tired to consider them. So I'm going to take my 40% off coupon, or I guess my 50% off a single cut of fabric and buy it at Joann's. And you know what? This is a quilt for a child. And yes, I want it to last forever. But you know what? Fabric doesn't last forever. It doesn't. So, yeah. Yeah, I just can't. I'm just going to buy some dang fabric at Joann's. And I always buy my batting at Joann's because, you know, it's just much more affordable and they sell the good stuff there. That's what I'm going to do. I think tomorrow. I think I will finish piecing this top by tonight. And then tomorrow I will have the fun of going to Joann's and buying my very offensive, non-organic, yeah, you know, horrible, terrible, shouldn't do it, non-heirloom quality, heinous fabric from Joann's. And maybe a magazine while I'm there. And then get a quilting. And that will be fun. Still haven't broken out the Bernina, but that's when I may do it. Or I may not. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared. Help me. I'm scared of my sewing machine. So that's where I am. Want to tell you, I picked up, I've never gotten this magazine before, Quilts and More. But I had been thinking maybe I would. I think I was listening to Jean over on the Quilted Cupcake, who I always enjoy so much. Interesting episode of her podcast, because apparently she was down here in North Carolina, so she was talking about Thimble Pleasures. What do you know? So that was kind of neat. So if you want to hear more about Thimble Pleasures, go listen to what I think is the most recent episode of the Quilted Cupcake. But here's the funny thing. The way these things work is interesting to me. For some reason, so I Googled Thimble Pleasures. I wanted to check out the class list. And they are doing a machine quilt 2, you know, quilt school 2, whatever it's called. And they're doing it in the morning, and I feel so guilty because it starts, I think it starts this Thursday, and I really am hard at work on a manuscript. And even though it's just 4 classes, I just don't feel like I can do that right now, that I can, I've got a work week. I have a work week. Someone asked me yesterday if I worked. I said, yes, I work. I'm a writer, I work at home, and I work. And I am working on a manuscript and then need to work on another manuscript right after that. So I just felt like I can't really do this. I wish they were doing this in December, because typically December's so busy, I don't often get a lot of work done anyway in December. Anyway, so, but I was thinking about it and going back and forth. So, and I just Googled Thimble Pleasures just to get to their site quickly. And there were some reviews, you know, underneath the main, you know, on the Google list. I thought it would be interesting. To read some reviews, and most of the reviews were very nice. I don't think there was, well, one review, you know, there were reviews like, oh, the staff is incredibly friendly and helpful. And another was, oh, the staff completely ignores you. And the funny thing is, I've had both experiences at that store. So it's just who you get, I guess. But then I read this review, and it was interesting. It was from a man who apparently spends a lot of time squiring his wife around to quilt stores. And he said, well, this used to be my wife's favorite until she discovered this other quilt store in Raleigh. I'm like, I didn't know there was a quilt store in Raleigh. And sure enough, there is. Can't think of the name of it now. I'm going to take a field trip over there at some point. It's in North Raleigh, which is fairly accessible from here. And I used to live in that area. But it's, and I guess it's new. And Jean went there too, and she talks about it in her last episode as though it's like just the most amazing shop in the world. So it's like, wow. But this is totally new to me. This is how out of the quilting loop I am right now. I need to start going to back to the guild, to the Durham Orange Quilters Guild, which meets on the third Monday. It's hard. You know what? It's September. Oh, no, it's not really. It's August. But, you know, it's the beginning of the fall, and it gets so busy, and there's so much you can do and so much you have to do. Like, I'm a room parent for Jack's advisory, for his 7th grade advisory this year. So right now, which is not a demanding job at all. It's very easy. The really busy part is right now when you're sending out sign-up sheets, and parents' night is a week from Thursday, and I'll kind of have to run that. I'm not the only room parent, but my fellow room parent, bless her heart, she I've never met her before, but I've seen her, and she's clearly an odd bird. And I say this as an odd bird myself, who doesn't quite feel like I exactly fit in at the environment of our fine school. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm fine. I can fake it. She's someone who can't fake it. You know, you can be a really odd bird and fake normalcy, which I can do to a certain degree. I'm not sure I'm really fooling anyone, but I can get along. And I think I'm given a certain amount of latitude because I'm a writer and people know that and have actually published books. So it gives me some credibility. This woman is a truly odd bird. And on Friday morning, there was a gathering of all the middle school room parents, just the biggest group of lovely, physically fit, volunteer-minded women you'd ever want to meet. And many of them are good friends of mine, and they are oftentimes it's the same women. This is the second time I've room parented, but any kind of volunteer stuff you go to or PTA stuff is sort of the same group of people. Anyway, everyone was there except, of course, my fellow room parent. So I ended up having to take the role of the banker for our room, which is not good news for anyone involved. So I get on the email and I get home and say, hey, here's the, just was at the meeting. This is what we discussed. And we need to get together with the advisor, Teresa, to discuss some other things. And she emailed back. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I completely skipped my mind that I had to go to this meeting. I'm like, maybe not a good sign. Again, not a big deal. Room parenting, for seventh grade is not a big deal. And it's not a huge job. Really, it's one of those things I'd rather just do it by myself. Much easier than delegating. So we meet with Teresa yesterday. And this is the first time I see my co-room parent. But that's when I realize, oh, I've seen her before. She's very odd. I saw her walking once wearing these shoes in the middle of the day that really were not appropriate for any time of day. But certainly maybe more appropriate if you were soliciting a certain kind of business. That's terrible to say, but it's true. And it was such an odd, odd thing. And then yesterday at this meet, because she seemed really, really nice. And at this meeting yesterday, she had the strangest bag. I don't even know how to describe it. It was kind of leather and kind of knit. It was yellow. I was trying to describe it to the man last night at dinner. I was talking about in seventh grade when suddenly there were these girls who smoked and carried big handbags with makeup and cigarettes in them. It was kind of that kind of bag. You know, if she'd opened it up and mascara and a pack of Kohl's 100s had fallen out, I, for one, would not have been at all surprised. But the thing that I just thought was so funny was she turned to me. She's like, I just really don't have time to do this kind of stuff. Well, you know, it's a volunteer position. And, you know, and I know who her daughter is. Her daughter's a very nice girl. Very quiet, very shy, studious. And my guess is, you know, her mom is just trying to stay connected to school, which is harder to do as the kids get older. And being a room parent does give you some connection, and you have can stay up with what's going on in the class and the advisory and what have you. But I kind of looked at her like, you know, if you don't have time, it's a volunteer gig. I was just like, well, it's great you're doing it, et cetera, et cetera. And then just funny. But again, she was just as nice as she could be. But she did. She asked me sort of like, do you work? You know, do you work? Like suspicious, because I had made meetings and, you know, it was kind of a little bit on top of things for me. And I said, yes, I do. But I'm a writer and I work at home. And she said, oh, what do you write? I said, children's books. Your daughter had to read one of mine for sixth grade last year. I'm like, get with the program. Don't want to say I'm conceited, but what do I write? The book that the whole sixth grade read for their summer reading last year. And then later she looked at me and she was again, sweet, sweet. So she's like, I'll have to read your book. And I said, you know, it's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to. Anyway, room parenting, everything getting busy, not taking classes or taking classes. And I'm going to take this Disciple One study over at Duke Chapel, and which meets on Tuesday nights. I'm sure I'll regret it, except, you know, the guy seemed really not who's teaching it seems really nice and all of that. So thinking about trying to do all this stuff and also maintaining the space and time for writing. It's quite a juggling, but balancing something kind of act. It's a circus. It's a three-ring circus. So the class at Thimble Pleasures, I don't think is going to fit into it right now. Just I'm trying to be very, very good about keeping my writing time sacrosanct, because I know from the past it's very easy you may work at home and you know what this is like. If you are at home, people assume you are available, and you're not, because you're working. So that's where I am. Oh, but backing up, picked up quilts and more. Partly I had been thinking about picking that up, just had been wondering about it, and then when I Skyped with Jay on Sunday, she had the most recent issue and showed me a couple things in it. I'm like, that looks so cute. And I picked it up yesterday at Harris Teeter, and it is so cute. This is the fall issue. I never picked it up because of that and more part of it. Like, I like quilts. What about the and more part? But I really liked it. There were pillows. There was a doggy pillow. I have a doggy. So there was a nice Christmas runner, and there was a nice Halloween wall hanging, which I'm really tempted to do. I don't know if I'm going to have time. I need to be careful right now because I'm finishing up some projects, and the temptation to just sign up for a bunch more projects, it's sort of like signing up for classes, is really strong. And I have to be realistic. If I want to make two quilts for Christmas presents, really three, so one for my sister-in-law, one for my mother-in-law, and one for my editor, that's what's going to have to happen. I mean, they'll be small quilts, so it's not like a huge job, and I'll quilt them myself and machine quilt them. It's not going to be that rough, but still, you know, there's also life to be lived in the middle of all that. That's my report. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, right, for this minute. I don't know when I'm going to post this. I'm thinking Thursday. Maybe Thursday will be my day. I felt bad last week a little bit because I posted on Friday, and I feel that's Pam's day over at Hip to Be a Square. I feel like I was kind of treading onto her space. Not that she cares. She's probably too cool to care. But nonetheless, Friday is her day. But now, since I posted on Friday, Wednesday, which was used to be my day for about 3 weeks, that seems too soon. So maybe Thursday. We'll go for Thursday. All right. I'll try to be back one more time before putting this up into the air and into your lives. More soon. Quilt Diary, Day 2. Thursday, September 1st. Love September. So happy to be in September. It's 9 in the morning. I'm on the porch, so you should be able to hear some bird noise and insect noise and maybe some traffic noise. Oh, hear a motorcycle. Woohoo! Yes, so Thursday. I'm feeling tired. It's just that time of week. You know, I start out the week with so much energy, so organized, so let's go get them. Come on, yeah. And now I'm kind of like, wow, I could use a nap, and it's 9:15. That's just how it goes. Got parents' night tonight over at the lower school. The man and I were thinking about skipping the first part, which is takes place in the auditorium. All the parents gather, and the director of the school talks, the headmaster of the whole school, Dr. Costello, speaks, and he's always highly amusing. It's always a nice meeting, but you know what? This would be our 7th year of meetings, of parents' night over there. And I think I know what they're going to say. So, and you know, there's a lot of encouragement. You know, be involved, sign up. Well, I am involved. I am a room parent for the middle school, and I am in charge of setting up the arts assemblies for middle school and lower school. I am involved. Oh, and I help with Battle of the Books. Very involved. So we may skip that part and go directly to the classroom at 7:30. This would be Will's third grade classroom with Mr. Birch, and sign up for the million things they want you to sign up for at the beginning of every year. I should say, I will be signing up. The man does not sign up. He works in Raleigh. It's a little harder for him to do. I'm sure if he had to, he would. So let me tell you quickly where I am. I have gotten many of the blocks assembled for stormy weather. I have about 2/3 of everything of the blocks chunked and together. I realized I have one row left to do it. I realize I do not have enough sashing material. Now, you know me, I am not one to blame a pattern for what are most likely my mistakes, but I'm a little suspicious of this pattern. Love the Lintot girls. Very pleased with them overall. Gave my mom for her birthday, which was yesterday. Happy birthday, Mom. The Jelly Roll Sampler quilt book, along with some with the Jelly Roll. Can't remember the name of the Jelly Roll. Mom, if you want to comment and let us know what the name of the Jelly Roll is, what fabric line it is, please do. So, love the Lintots, but I have to say, a little suspicious about these stormy weather directions. And got a comment from Noni, basically saying, Lintot girls, directions, she used the S word, which we're not allowed to say here, because I don't want my kids going around. Rhymes with truck. I don't want them to say it. I know I've mentioned Will's friend, Gavin, but he says it from time to time, and I have to correct him. I have permission from his mom to correct him. He may not say that word. I don't want Will saying it. I find it vulgar. Anyway, you know, it's like, I know everyone says it. I don't know why. Because I know, you know, when you're a writer or a word person, you think about, where did this word come from? And I know where that word came from. And it's not from what vacuum cleaners do. On with the show. So I am back at that place with stormy weather where I'm going to have to cut out some more fabric and sew together some small pieces. And that is frustrating. But I do think today, this afternoon, before I go pick up Will at school, I'm going to stop by Joann's and get the Carolina fabric and the batting. And with the hope that by this weekend I will be quilting. So that is where I am on that. I'm trying to think if I have any other quilting news. No, I'm just looking at patterns, thinking about the quilts I want to make for my editor and for my mother-in-law. I saw in somewhere, just a very simple pinwheel pattern. I know pinwheels are all the rage. That's okay. I'm not afraid to step on a bandwagon. I'm not afraid to step off a bandwagon. But I was thinking with the colors I want to do for my editor, her name is Caitlin, for Caitlin's quilt, just oceany blues and greens, that could, a pinwheel thing could be very fresh. I think I'm thinking batiks, sort of a batiki pinwheely thing. Haven't decided for sure, but I have to say I saw the picture and thought, that's really nice. I bet she would like that. So that's what I may be doing. So that's what I've been thinking about. I have just been looking through magazines and various things, looking for patterns that I might enjoy working on. And I also can't remember now. I was looking at someone's blog and saw some nice, not pillowcases, shams. I need to make some shams for our bed to go with Simply Amy, Simply Frances. I should have done that months ago, haven't. But now we are in bedroom mode, bedroom conversion mode, bathroom conversion mode. One of the pipes broke, and that just finally did it. If we're going to have to replace a pipe in the master bathroom, let's just do it all. I mean, we really need a new sink and a new floor. And we can do that ourselves, I think. So, and then that will open up the whole bedroom thing. May have mentioned, went to IKEA, got some bedroom furniture, need to get a little bit more, and then we need to paint in there. And so I think we need to rearrange furniture. All this definitely calls for new shams for the bed. That's what I'm saying. So that's on my mind too. Those are the things that are on my mind. My mind is not working at a good clip right now. That's the problem being a writer. Is, you know, I've had other jobs where you actually go to office, and if you're tired, you just kind of have a tired day, and you go through your paces, and, you know, and you get through, and you go to bed a little earlier. But when you're a writer and you feel this way, you still have to sit down and try to write something, and that's really, and oftentimes what you write is not good, but I'm going to try to do it anyway. All right, I should go do that now. It's getting late. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a fun Labor Day weekend. We, being the family that does absolutely nothing most of the time, will be doing absolutely nothing. Just lying around, relaxing. We're really good at that. I am taking tomorrow off from writing to go to the North Carolina Museum of Art for an exhibit of contemporary African-American artists with my friend Bridget, and then we're going to lunch. So I will be working Saturday. I'll be writing Saturday. And Monday, I think we're just going to cook out here and have the last banana pudding of the season. Because Labor Day, of course, marks the end of banana pudding season and the beginning of pumpkin pie season. And we have grown our own pie pumpkins this year, so that's going to be really fun. And Jack, our pie maker, has made pumpkin pie all the way from scratch, all the way from taking the little pumpkin and getting the pumpkin chunks and pureeing them and the whole deal. So that is something to look forward to as the weather gets cooler. I'm just looking forward to the weather getting cooler. It's cooling down bit by bit. We're getting there. I love fall. Have a great week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Get a lot of quilting done. Keep in touch. See you next week. Bye.